Hello, GWA. I am about to read a story that Toyboy69 wrote for me, and I'm really excited. I actually got the link last night, but wasn't able to record anything till today, so I haven't read it. And I'm really excited. And here it is. Let's start. Mish was happy. She was living in the most amazing family ever. Not only were her parents and her brother the most beautiful people she could imagine, but they were also sweet to her and helpful, especially when it involved her physical growth. Her daddy had always been sweet to her, but the moment Mish had started to grow and gone to him with questions about her body, he became extra helpful. He and Mummy both, in fact. They had taught Mish to take care of herself, how to play with her little slit and button so she could feel really good. But Daddy was always happy to do more. To help Mish get that good feeling. He would do it in her bedroom, in the living room, watching television. Sometimes he would let her brother help, and Mummy was always glad to see everyone enjoying themselves. And today Daddy was helping Mish out with her bath. She always enjoyed bath time with Daddy, since Daddy always had special surprises for her. She had really enjoyed when he got in the tub with her, or when he had bought her a vibrating ducky. That had tingled so nicely against her button. She was curious what he'd have today. She was lying in the bathtub with her eyes closed, just enjoying every single touch from her daddy. He had been soaping her up really good today, and she loved when his slippery wet hands ran over her little breasts. He'd been paying special attention to her nipples, which felt really, really good. She was enjoying his touches so much that she almost didn't hear the sound of the door opening. She opened her eyes when it slammed closed, expecting her brother. He always had fun with bath times as well. To her surprise, it was her dad's brothers that had entered the room. "Uncle Bob, Uncle Hank, it's so nice to see you two," Mish yelled enthusiastically. Both uncles were towering over her and looking down with the same grin her daddy had ever so often. "You're looking so cute in that bathtub, baby girl," Uncle Bob stated as he reached down and brushed a finger over her cheek. "Your titties still haven't grown that big, have they?" he teased, rolling one of her nipples between his fingers. When she moaned under his touch, Uncle Hank let out a sneer. "She seems to enjoy this, doesn't she?" Her daddy laughed together with his brothers. "If you think she likes that, look at this." He turned his attention back to Mish. "Lift your legs, baby girl," he instructed, guiding her legs up with his hand. Mish could guess what was going to happen and clasped her hands on the inside of her knees, holding her legs high in the air and spreading them as wide as the tub would let her. She heard Daddy take the shower head and turn it on a stronger beam. She gasped and screamed when the beam hit her pussy. "Yes, yes. Oh, Daddy, clean my cunny. Make it all clean again." I like that. Both her uncles were laughing out loud by now. "Did that little slut just ask you to clean her cunt? You trained a good one, bro." Her daddy didn't respond, but he moved the focused beam of water a little bit upwards. Mish could feel the water impact right on her little button. Her body started shaking and bucking under the pleasure. "Yes, Daddy, play with my button. Push it hard, Daddy." That's so cute. The uncles couldn't hold themselves anymore. Even though their pants were clearly bulging, they were laughing hard enough to turn their faces red. "Maybe we should press her little button." Mish didn't really understand what was going on, but she didn't really care. Daddy was making her feel good and her uncles were having a good time. She bit her lip when she felt Daddy's finger run over her pussy. "Daddy, would you please slide it inside me? I want to feel you feel me again, Daddy," Mish begged. Her daddy looked up at his brothers and with a nod of his head, called them down. He turned off the shower and took a step back, looking on as his brothers started to feel up and down their niece. Their fingers were sliding between her legs and brushing over her lips, pulling several whimpers from her mouth. Uncle Hank reached down further, sliding his fingers between Mish's ass cheeks and running it over her asshole. look at this. He nudged his brother. I think that's meant to be nudged. He put his finger against her ass again. She's pushing back. Mish, would you like me to slide my finger in there? Mish nodded vigorously. Yes, Uncle Harry. Please slide it in my pooper. That word makes me laugh. With a grin, Harry did as requested, drawing long, high-pitched moans from Mish. Play with my cunny too, please. She looked up at her Uncle Bob with big, begging eyes. Uncle Bob slid his finger in Mish's tight pussy. Her cunt is really tight. It's amazing, he grinned. He started pumping his finger in there, enjoying the orgasmic screams already filling the house. Mish was squirming and bucking as orgasm after orgasm coursed through her body. Daddy, she called out, holding out her hand. Daddy, can I hold your pee-pee? So cute. Oh my god. Her daddy smiled and moved closer, pulling his pants down. He barely pulled his cock out of his underpants before Mish's fingers were wrapped around it. Her hand was still wet and soapy, so it started gliding over the length of her daddy's cock with ease. Both uncles looked on, rather amused by the spectacle. They were pulled back to reality by Mish's voice. Do Uncle Hank and Bob have pee-pees just like you and brother? Without waiting for an answer, the both of them got up and pulled down their pants. Mish's eyes sparkled. They look yummy. She let go of her daddy's cock and reached over to her uncle's. Are they as yummy as yours, Daddy? Her daddy smiled. Why don't you taste for yourself, baby girl? He said, stepping aside. Come sit on the edge of the tub, he instructed. It'll be easier for you. Mish did as she was asked, while her two uncles took place on either side of her. She grabbed onto their cocks and started sucking them off, one by one. She closed her eyes and moaned, enjoying every taste. She felt her legs being parted again and rough hands on her breasts. When her daddy's tongue started to play with her button, she screamed another orgasm right away. Her orgasm was so intense that she squeezed both her uncle's cocks so hard they started coming as well. Oh my god, coming all around. Both of them just started shooting load after load of cum on Mish's face and little tits, covering her up pretty well. Mish laughed. Look, Daddy, their pee-pees are happy now. Can I make your pee-pee happy with my cunny? It's so cute. Both uncles stepped back as their daddy bent over Mish and slid his cock into her tight pussy. It didn't take him long enough before they both started moaning in pleasure, and soon enough her daddy pulled out and shot his load all over her body, mixing his cum with that from his brother's. Breathing heavy by now, her daddy pointed back at the bathtub. Sorry you're all dirty again, baby girl. You'll have to wash again. You'll handle it alone though, right? Mish nodded as she slid back into the tub and turned on the shower. Yes, Daddy. I'll make sure I'm very clean. Good girl, her daddy answered as he and his brothers walked out. By the way, he started as he closed the door behind them. Where are your wives? The brothers looked at each other and grinned, helping his son with his homework. Wow. That was probably the cutest erotica I've ever read. I enjoyed that a lot. Some of the words that we used were adorable. Overall, it was really good. Thank you so much for writing it for me. I really enjoyed that. I hope everyone else enjoys it as much as I did.